I've had some lovely people in the back of my cab. Oh, yeah. I've had the Barbara Windsor. The Barbara Windsor. Yeah, she's a lovely lady. A very infectious laugh. And speaking of Windsor, I've had the royalty in the back. Yeah, I've had the Princess Michael of Kent. Yeah, took her from, if I remember this rightly, I took her from South Kent Mansion House. Nice fare, that. Yeah, and she tipped. Oh, they're not tight, the royals.
We were all pouring out of the cinema. It's dark, of course, and airless by now. We all want to get out. But you know how it gets. There's always a bottleneck at the doors before you get into the lobby. We were all jostling to get out. Then, there's this scream. Blind panic while everyone worked out what was happening. People were screaming, "He's been stabbed!" Oh, the usher pushed her way through and... she found an ABC by the man's feet. Well, we all knew what that meant. We just witnessed a murder.
Yes, hello. This is Tarvey Barton Crookshank, leaving a message for Elite Concierge Services. I just received from you a rail ticket to Chesterfield. Now, this isn't what I asked for. I wanted a Chesterfield. It's a sofa, you see. Rather nice. Sprung seats, buttoned cushions, racing leather green. But I don't want to have to go to Chesterfield for it, you see. Surely they can send them down to London.
A beautiful girl once told me of a recurring nightmare in which she lay in the center of a large dark room and felt her face expand until it filled the whole room, becoming a formless mass, while her eyes ran in bilious jelly up the chimney. And so it is with me. Without light, I am not only invisible, but formless as well. And to be unaware of one's form is to live a death.
"There's no paper," called Mrs. Ransom. The only paper in the flat was the programme from Cussie Van Tutti, and passing it round the door, Mrs. Ransom saw, not without satisfaction, that Mr. Ransom was going to have to wipe his bottom on a picture of Mozart.
"Oh, I do like a drop of absinthe, though. But you've got to add water to it to release the green fairy. Now, what you're supposed to do is put a little tea strainer over it with a sugar lump in it, and then you pour hot water through it slowly so it drips through and it goes cloudy. And that's what the French call releasing the green fairy. And then you wake up in a skip about 9 hours later."
In Derby, the Siddiqui family. In a week when a comet came close to Earth, sisters Ellie and Izzy are pondering the wonders of the universe before watching Strictly Come Dancing.